KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Gordo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with Amusers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is coming up on 6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, we are going away at 6:30 tonight. And the reason we're going away at 6:30 is because we want to be inside the stadium when the game starts tonight. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Big Dick has graciously agreed to come in and pick up 30 minutes of hard line time. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
And when we go away tonight...
What choice did he have?
None.
Yeah.
And when we go away tonight, you will not be hearing from the little hard line for some time, if, in fact, you ever hear from us again at all.
2 weeks.
Because, 2 weeks, maybe not, maybe longer.
True.
Maybe never.
True.
You might be back on Thursday.
Could be. Because we hit dry dock after the presentation tonight. And one of us has a very interesting dry dock scene planned.
No, I think a few of us have very interesting dry dock scenes planned.
I think all of us have interesting dry dock scenes planned.
Let's start with you. I'm interested in you.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is really not about
me. Yeah, it is, man.
I don't think so.
This is big for you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you going? I don't even know where you're going.
I asked you first.
He did, Mike.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, we're reversing things here and talking about you now.
I have a very boring trip planned. I'm going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
That is not boring.
And what is there? What is the allure of that place for you?
I've never been there before. I hear it's really cool.
You've never been there?
No.
Oh, my God. You're going
to
love it.
And what do you plan to do while you're in Jackson Hole?
Well, Yellowstone's up there. The Tetons are up there. There's a lot to do. A couple days of golf.
The Teutons are up there?
Yes, the Teutons live up there.
So that's where they wound up, huh?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Are
you going with your wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
First mistake.
Golf? Will there be golf?
There will definitely be golf.
Golf? Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
I got some ice cream, Mike.
There will be, matter of fact, there will be couples golf, as my wife is taking her clubs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So are you going with another twosome?
No. Yeah, Rick and Dale. Sorry, George, we had to leave you out, man, but it was just a foursome, so. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be very relaxing, and I'm sure we'll take a rafting trip for a day or so, and a lot of hiking.
Love making.
Yes, lots of love making.
Down by Hawk's Head. Filling your bellies full of spiced meats. Lounging by the fireplace.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
So you're leaving the rubbers at home.
Ah, yes, a baby-making retreat.
What a way to put it, leaving the rubbers at home.
That's just what my mom told me.
Things are getting a little hot for him now.
Yeah. Well, he seems to be hanging with this.
I just said my mom said the same thing.
Your sweet mother did not say, oh, you're leaving the rubbers at home?
Well, she hopes I am.
Oh, she wants a grandbaby.
Yes, she wants her.
She's got two already, doesn't she?
She wants one from me.
It's time for you to deliver the goods.
Right. She wants a kiddo from me, so I'm not promising that it's going to happen now, but...
She wants a grand snake.
But it could?
Oh, no, it's not going to... No, this is not the trip. No. No, trust me. If it is, I'll be completely shocked and appalled and upset.
All right, what about you, Paul?
I'm going to Boston. Boston,
yes.
Mass.
Ah, yes.
I was born there, but I've never hung out there. Never been there with any memories. So we're going back to the homeland, Mike. And this is basically an excuse for me to disguise a trip to Fenway with a romantic week in Boston.
That's good.
So we got tickets
to
go.
That's good thinking.
Go see the Red Sox and the Orioles on the 21st, and other than that, we're staying in that back bay.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk around, go to Boston Commons, go see the sights.
That is a wonderful place. That is a wonderful place, and you'll really enjoy it. Boston is a terrific walking around.
Go to Harvard.
Yes.
Walk around there.
Oh, right.
Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't really have anything planned. I don't know. We honestly don't have anything planned other than the baseball game. And other
than that, doing it right.
We're just going to hang out.
You're doing it right.
Going to live there for a week.
You're doing it right, man.
Look at the music scene. There could be some good bands there. I don't know if you already have.
Walking around Cambridge is great.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
Go to the Vineyard, too, if you get a chance.
Okay.
When you walk around Cambridge, go down there and watch all those smart people playing chess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's like a little courtyard area.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that runs?
Oh, yeah.
Playing chess out there.
Is that where Good Will Hunting was filmed, or is that?
A lot of it's around there. Yeah.
Excellent.
But you're doing it right. This is the way to do it.
Okay.
The way to do it is not stick to a real firm itinerary and just do a lot of walking around and just, you know, kind of self-discovering up there, because it is a completely different way of life than what we know.
Lots of drinking, too.
I don't drink, Corby.
And, of course, you will enjoy old Fenway.
Yes. I'm most excited about that.
Hanging out down there in the Fens.
Where are you sitting, by the way?
Infield grandstand is what the tickets say.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
Who are they playing?
Baltimore.
Rafi.
Oh,
yeah.
Rafi.
And I will be openly cheering for the Orioles, Mike.
Atta boy.
Is that a good idea?
You won't get beat up. Not at that place.
You'll get hassled. But you won't. But
I'm not cheering for the Orioles. I'm kidding.
How about you, Mike? What are you doing?
Cheer for the Old Town team.
I will. I'm going to wear my Red Sox gear. I like the Red Sox. They're my second favorite team.
And be sure you get out of the ballpark with a little time to spare, because you will want to walk around and take in the scene beforehand.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it takes like 3 minutes to walk around the whole ballpark.
That's about right.
That's great.
That's about right, but you'll want to spend a lot of time out on Yawkey Way and just look at the New Englanders.
Yawkey?
Yeah. And check out their scene as they, you know, as they gear up for Red Sox baseball.
Excellent. Can't wait. It's going to be a life-changing baseball experience.
Yeah, you'll really like it. Go down to the theater district, do some walking around down there. That's a great scene down there.
I'll tell you one place to stay out of. Don't go to that Bull and Finch.
What's that?
That's where Cheers.
Oh, that's what everybody's told me, is stay away from that.
That's
that it's a big tourist trap
in the world.
A waste of time.
Never been there. Been to Boston twice, never been there.
No need to go.
Also, the North Side. You want to see the North Side.
Okay.
That's a fabulous place.
Don't forget about Chinatown.
You're going to have a wonderful time.
Excellent.
No doubt about it.
What about you, Mike?
Whoa. What about you, Mike? You're making a... This is unbelievable.
You
don't want to talk about this.
Great vacation.
You're making a maiden voyage to a continent you've never been to. Europe. You're going to Europe.
My plans have changed.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
My plans have changed.
No, this is the biggest lie in the world.
No.
He's going to Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Not. My plans have changed.
So what are you doing?
Going to Willy Wonka, Nevada earlier.
I'm going to Meridian, Mississippi.
He's going to Amsterdam.
Why is he distancing from Amsterdam?
I know why. Because
my plans have changed.
Let me ask you this, Danny. What drug is legal in Amsterdam?
Pot.
Oh! It's time to revisit the pot party.
You think?
Oh, yeah, man. Right when you get off the plane, you'll hear that music, and you'll tell the wife, I gotta go, man. Meet you guys at the airport in a week. See you in a week, baby.
Oh, God. Such a great idea.
I know. Do it. You are going to have so much fun over there.
Am I now?
Yes. It is such a beautiful city. I mean, I was there for, I guess about 4 days.
Now, wasn't that the place where you were photographed standing right up next to the widespread
yes,
stage?
Yes, it was.
God. Talk about a da-da-da moment.
Oh, man, was that ever. Woo! No, but it is a gorgeous city. All the canals that run through there, it's so clean. Now, don't stay out too late at night, which you probably won't, because it gets kind of sketchy around there.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, heroin addicts lounging around the street at night. But beyond that, it's gorgeous. You got to do all the tourist stuff. Got to go to Anne Frank. You got to go to the Van Gogh Museum. You got to make the Heineken tour. I know you're not a big beer fan.
Hey, beer.
But it's a lot of fun. And then are you guys going, you going to London?
Yeah.
Well, you're kidding.
You're going to London?
Yeah.
Where are you staying in London?
I don't know.
Do you have a hotel booked?
Yeah.
You're part of town?
But,
Southeast, Southwest?
Convent Garden.
Ah, yes.
That's in Mayfair, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, that's right. It's right around there in London proper.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's Mayfair. I'm one, the Mayfair section.
So I am for a good time.
Oh, my God.
You're going to love Soho.
It's my favorite city in the world that I've been to. It's amazing.
Soho?
Are you a little freaked out by all this, by the way?
In terms of what?
Like, I don't know, the 10-hour plane ride and...
Well, I'm not looking forward to that. I can't say that I'm terribly anticipating that.
The foreign element, even though you're going to two very westernized cities.
You're
going to
be fine.
No, that doesn't bother me that much. We were thinking about trying to get to Moscow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now that'll freak you out. Because it's not very western there.
That may be next year. Maybe.
What about you, Grego?
I'm going to have a fun vacation.
You're looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Having fun.
Well,
sounds great, Greg.
Well, I had a mouthful of ice cream, and you waited until I put it in my mouth before you asked me. You did it on purpose. I'm going to Breckenridge, Colorado for 3 days. I'm going to come back and have back surgery.
Attaboy.
Now nice. That is a vacation.
Boy, yeah. That is a vacation.
Laid up in a hospital eating Jell-O.
I'm not going to have to eat Jell-O.
You might.
I have my back cut on.
You generally don't have to eat Jell-O when you have your back cut on.
Danny and I are getting our penises enlarged next Thursday, so we have to be back for that.
Right.
Good. Good.
Actually, we're going to switch penises.
Penis.
Wouldn't that be shocking?
I'm in for $500 if y'all do it. If y'all
that would be so gross.
If y'all exchange dinguses, I'm in for $500.
I would pee with gloves on every day.
What if I was, like, real happy about it, though? What if Cobra's got something that I don't know about, and I get the long end of the stick, so to speak?
Yeah, I've heard you're pretty hung.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Davey tells everybody.
Davey?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
By the way.
He peeked at you when you were peeing once.
Right.
I need to give you my address before you go to Amsterdam. I need you to mail me some stuff.
I've got your address.
Attaboy.
Now, we do need to tell everybody that when we come back on July 30th, there are some big doings. Of course, that's assuming we do come back at all.
Mm-hmm.
But on that day, we are scheduled to do a road show at the Firewater Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Which is on Northwest Highway, kind of out by the west end of Northwest Highway. And we are scheduled to do that road show in the superhero attire. Those of us who lost at Captain Who's Smarter, Google. The 11-year-old or the stripper, which is all four of us,
mm-hmm.
and Kevin Scott. We will all be out there that day, and we will be in superhero attire.
Let's run down our costumes.
All right, I'm Superman.
I'm Captain America.
Captain. I'm the Hulk.
I'm Spider-Man.
And I'm Batman.
Well, we will all be out there in superhero attire at the Firewater Bar and Grill. I know that's a long way away, but just make a mental note of that.
Mm-hmm. It'll be before here, before I know it.
And come see us out there as we do that thing. And then hang around for the Petty Theft Show that will follow thereafter.
In costume.
Featuring Superman on lead vocals.
All right, Community Quick Hits are next here on The Ticket.